Let me just bring you to Nelson Mandela. He was president of South Africa from 95 to 99, and he had served 27 years in prison.
Yes.
He was initially committed to nonviolent protest, but then became more militant.
Yes.
He was leading a sabotage campaign against the government, and he was arrested and served 27 years. Talk about that.
Yeah, Senator Nunn from Georgia and I went to South Africa together. That's where we first became really acquainted with Ambassador Edward Perkins, our ambassador to South Africa, the first African-American ambassador to be appointed to South Africa. Later came to OU. I appointed him to head our international college now, international programs. We became great friends. He briefed us a great deal. He had been working for the release of Mandela, and he thought we could be helpful. When we were meeting with the president of South Africa and other officials there, we really pushed the agenda of Mandela's release. So we continued to work on that after we got back to Washington. I went to see then Vice President Bush. Well, I think he was then almost president-elect, and he announced a change in policy. Reagan had allowed trade with South Africa, and Bush was going to announce a change that we would boycott South Africa economically until they released Mandela and moved toward democracy. And I was very much involved in those discussions. By the way, being in South Africa and seeing how the people were so exploited and not given equal opportunities for it, they weren't being educated. Walter Sisulu, who was in prison with Mandela, I met with his wife. She became a dear friend of mine and even came and visited us in our home in Washington later on. She was allowed. She was kept under house arrest. That's one of the first things I asked President Bush to ask for when he became president, for her ability to travel and be released from house arrest. She was guilty of fighting for equal education for black children. I told her I was sitting in her little house where she was under house arrest in Soweto. Someday you're going to be sitting in our living room. You're going to come into Washington. You're going to come and see us. Oh, I'll never get there. I said, you will. A year and a half later, she was sitting in our living room. President Bush Sr. had authorized me to speak to the South African government to demand her release and to say that his policies, he was going to make a lot of decisions based upon the things they did like that. So I got very heavily involved in the whole campaigns of Free Mandela. And then Ambassador Perkins would secretly send me messages of what I needed to tell the president or what I needed to tell the Secretary of State about his negotiations and where the pressure points were. So we all worked together. The president and so on, not knowing that I was working with their own ambassador to do what he said to bring the pressure. So Mandela was released. And then, of course, he came to the United States. Ted Koppel, the journalist, had a town hall meeting on the air for 3 hours from Harlem. It was quite an extraordinary event. Mandela was, of course, the centerpiece of it all. I was invited to go up and be there, kind of the back of the stage. There must have been 40 people in this big stage, an audience of 10,000 in this big auditorium. I didn't expect that. All of a sudden, Ted Koppel said, Senator Warren from Oklahoma is here today, and I want him to stand up. I stood up, and he said, I want everyone to know that he worked very hard to get sanctions put back on South Africa until they agreed to free elections and the freeing of Mandela, and that he's played a key role in this. And he said, Senator, how is it you got involved in that? Is that popular in Oklahoma politically for you to be for putting sanctions on South Africa? I just said, well, Oklahomans are a moral people, and we know what's moral and what's not. What was going on in South Africa was immoral, and I absolutely feel that the people of Oklahoma would share my feelings about this. And then I guess it's one of the most remarkable things that ever happened to me in my lifetime. Mandela stood up himself. We have it on tape. I still have the tape. He started applauding. And then he turned to Ted Koppel and said, Ted, I'm giving Senator Warren a standing ovation for the role he's played, not only in my release, but in bringing democracy to South Africa. You know, it was just the most touching, gripping moment. I mean, I was just really in tears over it. I don't think I've ever in my whole career been paid a greater compliment than that. You fast forward to other things that happened in your life, like a racial incident that happened on our campus where we were kind of put under the spotlight nationally. And with some of our students, especially our student athletes, we had a gathering after that. And the athletics department called over and said, do you have a copy of that film of what Mandela said to you? So they played it for all the student athletes at OU during the time we were going through this thing. But it had been years and years before. It was very meaningful, and I think there's nothing that will intensify your sense of social justice than going to a place like South Africa used to be. where people were just virtually living in slave-like conditions. You know, that was one of the good things, too, about being chairman of the Intelligence Committee and involved in some of these foreign affairs questions. You had a chance to go do things like that. That was very meaningful to me.